dream is alive.
GiantKiller.co and the By George Podcasting Network present the By George Podcast with Brian Lawrence and Chris Jones. The original George Mason basketball podcast.
They're on their feet. Here, Hancock! Oh! Off the top of the backboard, no. Loose, Hancock, front court, Mason. Long base at point, George Mason.
Welcome to the Vacationers episode. You know?
Woo!
I actually don't know what episode we're on, so F it. It's been a couple weeks since we dropped an episode. Jones, happy to be back.
It feels great to be back for episode either 8 or 9, whichever one it is. We've lost track.
And we recently dropped a Hey 10 episode, so check that out. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, our website at ByGeorgeGMU.
Woo!
Jones, recently, that same enthusiasm I think you're going to have for this next topic. You live in Richmond now, so you were able to go to the
TBT.
Yeah, the Green game. Machine versus the Web.
The Web
game.
The Web. Yeah.
And so I want you to talk a little bit about that. You and Ron were able to go cover the game, tweet, take pictures. So just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So like I went to the pregame that was at the Camel. So the Alumni Association put on a little bit of a pregame happy hour bit. It was okay. I mean, the bar itself had like a live band going. The turnout was, you know, maybe 18 people or so. And then we headed over to like the actual venue, Siegel Center. It was full of like mostly VCU fans waiting for the game afterwards. So the actual Mason Nation representation was sort of lacking, so
it's crazy. Not only did VCU show up for their own game, but they were there for the game before their game.
Right. It was all gold. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe that's some Mason, but no, it wasn't. And so the game itself, it was actually, we were looking quite impressive in the first half. We took an early lead. All of our guys were kind of eating. Austin Freeman was eating. Will Thomas looked like his old self. Brian Allen was looking athletic. And yeah, he was just killing it. And like, we looked kind of unstoppable. And then like, we just kind of made some like stupid mental mistakes. And we ultimately ended up losing with the final point, the Elam scoring, the whole possession thing didn't work out, and U of R just practically went down the court and hit on like a, what is that, back cut feed or whatever. It was just, you know, defeating. Everyone went off the court, like dropped, like, you know, their heads lowered. It was just kind of like a defeated early out. I don't know. It was just kind of depressing at the end of the night. It was like all this hype, and then it just ended so quickly. And
it was funny because I didn't get to watch much, but I watched some highlights thanks to By George, and I found the game winning shot, and you know, it was tough because Brian Allen actually was the one that was guarding the guy that scored the reverse layup. Yeah. And it was just kind of reminiscent of like his times at Mason, you know, back to the guy with the ball, easy, you know, anytime a point guard sees that, it's an easy backdoor look. He got beat. Apparently he was getting yelled at as he walked off the court.
Austin Freeman was just livid. He was just, he could not believe it. And BA was just, you know, blown. And you know, my personal take on it, we were a tad too old. So the team pretty much relied on scoring from a lot of the 06 guys. No one really knew was there. I think the youngest player may have been like, maybe Brian Allen, I guess. And so, you know, we just have to go younger next time if we decide to do this in the future. U of R's team, the Web, had TJ Klein, a ton of the younger guys. You know, the oldest player was probably Justin Harper, who's, you know, still relatively young. So, yeah, it was just like a game that we could have won. It would have been nice, but at the end of the day, it's a TBT tournament, and, you know, for future take, like, let's get like a little younger.
So you're saying we showed our age. Like, so by the end of the game...
We collapsed at the end of the game. And it's like, that's kind of indicative of age and just kind of being maybe gassed. It's not like we got pummeled, but, you know, we lost by 1 point. And it was just kind of a stupid mental mistake, but...
And why you play to a certain score in the TBT? I was slightly confused by that.
Yeah, so like within the final 4 minutes, I believe the difference between the two teams, they'll double it if it's under a certain amount of points. So I think the score was 4 points. They doubled it to the Elam score of 8 over the team with the lead. It's kind of complicated to explain, but essentially you then just have to hit that point total, and time really isn't of the essence. It's just the first one to get to that number, and Mason just came up short. They were 1 point behind, and they, U of R had the ball, and yeah, they just took advantage of it. So
did you enjoy it?
No, it was fine.
This is like the teams of your past, like this hits home.
I thought I'd be a little bit more sized for it. At the end of the day, like, we lost. I was like bitter, and then I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to go get something for dinner. Like, I was just kind of like over it pretty quickly. I wanted to see us be competitive. Like, I wanted to follow the TBT tournament, but at the end of the day, it's the summer. Do I like really want to be tracking us playing the overseas elite and all that bullshit?
So, right. And we had already spent a good amount of time covering it on this podcast. You put out hype videos. So there was a certain amount of work put into it.
Yeah,
It does kind of suck to just fall flat game one to a 10 opponent.
Right. And it's just kind of, you wanted something to sort of bank on this offseason for momentum with like at least the entire Mason basketball program. So, a few wins could at least generate some buzz. Maybe we can, build some attendance, but... I don't know. It just kind of fell flat, and it's kind of like, okay, well, we're just going to go into the season kind of flat. There's sort of still a lack of buzz, so to speak. So I don't know.
And let me rewind you back to the pregame. Sometimes you head down to, or we head down to Richmond, and the pregames are silly, free food, free beverages. Was it anything like that?
I feel like you know the answer.
I don't. But
I mean, they had a few buttons, like a rubber wristband,
some antibacterial soap or whatever.
Right. Yeah, a little freebie giveaway. Yeah, and so I mean, the turnout was fine. I actually had like a decent time talking to some like hardcore fans, and so that was kind of fun. But yeah, at the end of the day, was the turnout as expected? No, it was a little lackluster.
And
it was like 95 south. I get it, like on a Friday evening, the game was at 6:40, so
right, taking a day off of work for TBT is dedication.
Right.
But did you like, do you feel like it is at all indicative of the spirit of Mason Nation right now, or do you think it was more so traffic, travel time, watching old men play basketball?
A little bit of both. I think there wasn't as much excitement as we probably thought there was. And then, again, 95 South on a Friday evening is just... No, I mean, not for like an opening round game versus the Web. Like, maybe they go down the next day versus VCU, like with what Ram Nation actually got.
They lost the first
game. But either way, maybe people plan on going to maybe that game. But yeah, the turnout bombed. It was just nothing. So
one thing I want to start our own team, much like the Ram Nation guys, and I want to get Otis, Marquise Moore, Jenkins, Siobhan.
Oh yeah.
Why was our team not younger? It's just like, why are you rolling out 35-year-olds?
A lot of it came down to, like, there was a little bit of a Coach L connection. So, like, a lot of the Coach L players were really tight. It may have, like, hit over to, like, the Hewitt guys a tad. Like, Copes and Corey Edwards were going to play if they advanced to, like, a next round. They just weren't available in the opening game. But yeah, there's just like a disconnect from that era. And so, yeah, all of DP's guys were kind of isolated. I don't think that there was much of like an offer for any of those guys to play. But I think moving forward, we have to get younger if we choose to do this. And yeah, Marquise Moore, Jenkins, Siobhan, like the whole squad. I mean, that would eat.
Yeah. Well, that's about, hopefully we can get a By George team going. We tried this past year, didn't quite work out, but I want to move on. This is our Vacationers series. You know, all the songs are played by a band, Vacationers. And so, you know, I just finished before this podcast grilling up some chicken. I know you like to cook over the flame sometimes. I'm wondering, what is a Chris Jones go-to on the grill summer 2019?
Well, let's see. I actually just grilled chicken yesterday myself, but like my go-to, I really like doing ribs. And so what I'll do is I'll, you know, do like a dry season. I'll wrap it in some aluminum foil, and then I'll put like the heat at a very low heat, and then I'll wrap also some like wet like oak wood, and then I'll let that kind of smoke out of some aluminum foil as well to create a little bit of a smoker effect. And then I'll take it out, and then at the very end I'll take it inside and maybe blast it with like a broil just to get a little crisp on the top. And then I cut that bad boy up, and that's kind of what I've grilled that maybe like three times this summer already.
Have you really botched it one time where it was like super dry?
It was like perfect the first time, and I just stuck to that. Like I kind of winged it the first time, and it just worked. And I was like, all right, I'm going to stick to this formula. So
Chris gave you the, well, hold on. Do you regulate the temperature? Are we talking 200 or 225?
Oh, I don't work with numbers, dog. I work with the dial, the flame, you know, the little nubby dial on my grill. That's what I work with. And okay. I have it like at a pretty low setting, and I'll even have it on the top rack. Like I don't really want it to be cooking all that, but I'll have it sit there for 2.5-3 hours. And then at the very end, I blast it with heat.
Yeah, it's a smart move. So Chris gave you the protein. I'm going to hit you with a side, kind of lame, but it's something that I'm just cannot stop eating. Grilled corn. Okay, so what corn? I do, corn, just plain corn.
Corn.
Still in the husks. What I do is I rip back the husks. I butter it up, put salt and pepper on it, put the husks kind of back on, grill it. I'd say like 10 to 20 minutes, rip the husks off and char it up on the grill. Throw some like Mexican cheese on at the end, and man, is my mouth watering right now.
I've had it. Like I've had it over at your place on the rooftop. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Those are the days chilling on the rooftop. Now I'm like grilling in some like ghetto alley. But yeah, I just wanted to find out. It's, you know, summer series vacationers.
Could I recommend a good place for the grilled corn for Mason fans? You could actually go to Taco Bamba, and they have grilled corn there that you can get with like the Cohiba cheese or whatever.
Pretty much everything from there is delicious. I just recently went. I got like the fried chicken tacos, which were amazing.
I had that before. I get that every time.
It was so good. So go ahead and check out. You know, University Mall has made massive improvements in the past few years. So go back, get some food over there. Taco Bamba is a must hit. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about what we're pummeling currently, whether that's food, TV shows, alcohol.
Hint, it's TV.
I got a couple drink specials I've been making. And stay tuned after this commercial break. Have to wait it out for keeping it on the mind. What it means to me. Always been worth the while. The By George Podcasting Network presents Hey 10.
Hey 10!
If you didn't know, we've been dropping an A10 men's basketball podcast pretty routinely. We just reached episode 11. It is hosted by our very own Petey Buckets.
Petey and Buckets!
Grant Labeds from the A10 Talk. I mean, you can't ask for two more knowledgeable people of the A10. In fact, Grant of the A10 has been referenced on broadcast before as being, you know, the man.
Brian, you're rambling. Just let them know what to listen to. And it's the Hey 10.
Search us, By George, GMU, on Spotify or iTunes to listen to Hey 10.
Hey 10! We will.
welcome back to Vacationers, our summer series, killing it all summer long.
Killing it.
Took a few weeks off. I was on vacation for actually 2 weeks straight. Don't ask me how, but it was a damn good time.
Don't ask you how?
One thing that came out, you know, it's been a long talked about topic is, you know, A, where is Daddy? You know,
yeah.
He's not here yet. I think it's because he's Canadian born and international players can't come yet. But, you know, then there's all this talk about, you know, is he too old? Will he have to redshirt? Will he lose a year of eligibility? So when you were at the pregame, you were talking to some people with knowledge of the situation. And what news did you find out?
Essentially that, and this is a reliable source, by the way, but that Daddy, there are no Daddy issues. Let's just put it that way. All right. Yeah. No Daddy issues. You know, they don't foresee any barriers. They just said it's like one of these, you know, bureaucratic, they got to just go like, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's, whatever. And so they're just doing some paperwork and he's going to be showing up for fall class and everything's going to be just fine. So pretty much that in a nutshell.
And I heard that he's not going to go by Daddy like on the official roster. And the way you pronounce his name is Bahade. So we can play with that a little bit. Bahade is how it was phonetically spelled out. Bahade. Is he actually going to be a point guard? We'll find out. You know.
Spoiler, no. Let's get real.
That was quick. But he is listed as a point guard. Obviously, the competition level is going to be a bit different. But if we could get a 6'6 or whatever he is, a guy who can handle the ball on the roster, it would be much needed. So we'll have freshman profiles coming up shortly. But let's get back to, you know, some summer talk.
Okay.
Both of us borderline alcoholics, I think it's safe to say. And, you know, so I want to talk a little bit about what we're drinking on. I'm making this drink right now. It's actually a combination of beer and liquor. And it's just any grapefruit beer you can find. You just buy the beer, fill a cup up with ice about 3/4, and top it off with whatever gin you choose. And man, will it get you loaded.
Oh my God. That's how you're going to end it. I'm sorry, that's just hilarious. Okay. So my drink, I drink whiskey straight. Like I'm a guy when it comes to drinking. But let me just say that this summer I actually tried a frosé on top it was at a rooftop in Richmond and they specialize in frosés. I got one. It was just so hot. You know, and so it was like refreshing. It was kind of sweet. It was pink, but I was like, whatever, and it was delicious. And so like I recently bought like a ton of bags from like Walmart, and now I can make them at home. And
wait, how are you making them?
Essentially you just like buy these like pre-frozen bags. It's like frosé.
There's actually frosé served at like the supermarket.
Yeah, they're these like little frozen bags. You put them in a blender and then you throw a little bit of extra ice, then you throw a little bit of extra vodka. And then you squeeze a little lime juice, and then you blend that, and then you have a delicious drink. It's refreshing.
Sounds delicious. Kind of a funny story. Recently, Peter, who just texted us saying the Bilzo line is already hurt. Well, the Bills bomb. Peter and I made the trip down to Richmond to play some golf, and you took us to this bar to get frosé. And lo and behold,
that's a different bar, the Hoff. That frosé actually kind of bombs.
So. Well, they didn't have it, so right. I didn't even get to try it. I still have never tried frosé.
Well, yeah, and can I also throw one other thing in? If you have some cheap red wine, throw some Coca-Cola in it and try it. It's unreal. Just for like a nice little picnic, a day out, Coca-Cola, red wine, boom.
Combo?
Yes. Put it in the same glass, yeah.
Wow, I gotta try that. But the By George boys brought you some fruity beverages to drink, but that's kind of what summer's about.
Yep.
You know, just get your fruit on. Soon we'll be hunkering back in with the straight liquor. And
come winter, it's just pure whiskey. I grow my beard out. I sit by like the fire, and I'm just pummeling whiskey.
And when I originally met you, I'm blanking on the rum that you would drink. Can you pull it?
Castillo.
Yeah, you were crushing Castillo straight.
Because it was bottled from Bacardi, and it was essentially just Bacardi, but like $7 a bottle. I mean, it was dirt cheap, and it was Bacardi. And every guy at the ABC store would tell me, I buy this, and I fill up my Bacardi bottles with it. And I'm like, why are you telling me this? And okay, I feel a little bit better about the purchase. So yeah, that was just like a little secret.
That was an interesting phase because you would just take rum to the head, not on ice, not mixed. And then I was forced to do it as well. And now I'm just crushing liquor straight all the time. You know, so
slow down.
I cannot slow down. So that's that. Got some drinks for you guys. The TBT.
I hope we can isolate that sound bite one day. I can't slow down.
The TBT bombed. We're looking forward to finally hearing or seeing anything from Daddy. We've actually been speaking with his AAU coach. Should have him on here in the fall.
Yep.
We're looking forward to bringing you some more Mason content and some profiles of our incoming freshmen. Chris, would you like to leave us on any last note?
Yes, I thought, are we not doing any other pummelings?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Yes, we are. What? I just got so excited for alcohol and I thought about pummeling some more.
The pummeling segment was still in place and then you decided to move on. I got to swing the car around and bring it back.
Swing it around. What are you pummeling?
I'm also pummeling on TV, and this isn't like a good look for me. I'm suggesting Frozes and now a show on Bravo, but it's called Below Deck. It's amazing. It's like a show about like a yacht, and they have a charter guest, and you're essentially following the entire crew, and there's a ton of drama there, and then the charter guests, and I don't know. It's kind of fun. I don't know. I've watched like 4 seasons. I just pummeled through them.
I watched Last Chance U.
You.
4th season, and I just really didn't enjoy it.
Ooh, hot take.
The team bombed. They went like 2-7, so it's like, is this a Last Chance U? Because none of the players got, like, one player went to, like, Arkansas State. Like, nobody got real deals. So it was just kind of like, you don't want to watch that show to, like, watch people not succeed. Right, because then it's just kind of like, what's the point of this show?
I'm starting to wonder if what was that show with the little kids that played
Friday Night Tykes?
I wonder if those Friday Night Tyke kids are starting to play at Last Chance U anytime soon. That first season was like 6 or 7 years ago.
It's sad because like the players are legit dumb. So at times it's like cringeworthy watching these kids struggle through like writing an English paper.
Right.
And it's just like, at times I just felt myself like feeling sorry for these kids and not really like enjoying watching it. And I haven't really felt like that in years past, probably because like the episodes are just better in general. But it was all about like a kid who got kicked off the team and got a chick pregnant and he got arrested. And it's just like, damn.
There's no chance any of this is making the podcast.
it's all making the podcast. Because okay. This is what we're pummeling.
All right.
Can you leave us with any last show that you're pummeling right now?
I can't leave you with a show, but I did see a movie last weekend, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I saw that, and it was good. Loved it.
Yeah.
Tarantino.
And have you seen The Lion King yet?
No. I heard it bombed. So
you said you were going to see it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for your review.
Instead, I saw Midsommar, which is like a horror film, and I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
I skipped The Lion King because I watched the cartoon version like a week and a half ago, and I was kind of like, I'm like, I get the story. Do I need to go re-see it again? I'm like, eh.
It did not get great reviews, but, you know, we're both getting very excited for the next couple Avatars to come out. So that's it.
What?
That was By George, the Vacationer series. Jones, anything else?
I'm still like wondering about Avatar and what you're talking about.
Guys, this has been By George. Thanks for listening.
you.